Jesus, His Life and Teachings by Joseph F. Gerzoni. 1. This is the story of Jesus, the Anointed of God. He was also called the Son of David, an official title reserved by His people for the Savior they were expecting. Jesus' lineage is traced to the father of the Hebrew people, whose name was Abraham. Some of these ancestors were good people. Some were not very admirable. This is how his life began. His mother Mary, a virgin, was engaged to a man named Joseph, an honorable man and a skilled woodworker by trade. The couple lived in Nazareth, a town in Galilee, the northern part of Palestine, in our time the state of Israel. During their engagement, but before they married, an angel appeared one day to Mary and shocked her with a strange greeting. "Hail, highly favored of God! The Lord is with you." The young girl was frightened by the appearance of the stranger and his unusual greeting. Seeing she was confused, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over the house of David forever. His kingdom will last forever." Still confused, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have had no relations with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The child to be born will be holy, the Son of God. To put your mind at rest, I will tell you a secret. Your cousin Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who is thought to be forever childless is already in her 6th month, for nothing is impossible with God." Feeling assured, Mary said to the angel, "I am the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed. Elizabeth and her son Zachary lived in a small village named Ein Kerem, barely 5 miles from the capital city, Jerusalem. Zachary, being of the tribe of Levi, was by birth a priest. Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron, the first high priest, as well as the brother of Moses. The couple, widely respected for their holiness, was quite advanced in age and had long given up hope of having a child. One day, while Zachary was taking his turn offering incense in the temple in Jerusalem, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right hand of the altar of incense. The old man became frightened and did not understand what was happening. "Do not be afraid, Zachary," the angel said to reassure him. "Your prayer has been answered. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall name him John. He will be the cause of much joy and will be great in the sight of the Lord. He will drink neither wine nor strong drink, and will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. He will turn the hearts of many in Israel to the Lord their God. He will go before him in the spirit of Elijah the prophet, and cause many to ponder their lives and change their ways, to prepare a people for the Lord." Zachary questioned the angel, "How shall I know this, for I am an old man and my wife is advanced in years?" The angel replied, "I am Gabriel, who stands before God. I was sent to speak to you, to announce to you the good news, that because you have not believed my words, you will be speechless, unable to speak until all these things take place." In the meantime, the people waiting outside were concerned, because Zachary had taken so long to perform his service. When he finally appeared and they saw that he was unable to speak, they realized that he had seen a vision.